You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. For many farms in Tennessee, tobacco is still the biggest cash crop in the field. It's been that way for generations. But it turns out tobacco is hard to grow, and it isn't a fun business to be in at all. So farmers are looking for alternatives, and they're finding one unusual option, indigo, as in the plant that can be used to dye blue jeans. Emily Siner from WPLN in Nashville has the story.
David Fulton unlocks a gate on the side of a quiet backcountry road in Robertson County, Tennessee. He farms about 1,000 acres here, including this small field bordered by trees.
Okay, let's go look at some indigo.
The first thing to know about indigo plants is that they are actually green. They look like bushes growing in long, neat rows.
Evidently, it appears to be doing something right. I don't really know what it's supposed to look like, but that right there looks pretty good to me.
This is Fulton's first year growing indigo, and there's a lot he doesn't know. Basic things, like how do these green plants turn into blue dye? Fulton's neighbor, Larry Williams, is also growing indigo for the first time.
I saw a leaf right there somewhere that had some purple in it, some color in it, right here.
The dye is actually going to come at the bloom. It'll come off of it.
Okay. I thought it was a leaf itself.
I find out later, Williams is right. The dye comes from the leaf. These men are by no means inexperienced. They're in their 50s, and they've worked in these fields for decades. But what they know is tobacco. Despite all the changes in the industry, it is still big business here. It's paid for mortgages. It's sent kids to college. Williams says it's part of who they are.
I'm the fifth generation on my farm. You know, grandfathers, great-grandfathers raised tobacco.
But raising tobacco is labor-intensive. Every part of the process is done by hand, the planting and harvesting and curing. And William says this next generation isn't sticking around to do it.
The labor doesn't seem to be out there anymore. None of the young people want to work in tobacco. It's a nasty job. Every bit of it is hot and nasty.
So even though tobacco is what he knows, he's been on the lookout for alternatives, things that are easier to grow and can still make some money. Earlier this year, Williams heard about a new local company called Stony Creek Colors. It developed a method of planting indigo that uses the same equipment as tobacco.
So we didn't have to go out and purchase anything special.
Stony Creek also created a machine to harvest the crop, and people from the company come out to the farms and do it themselves. All these farmers have to do is make sure the indigo stays alive through the season. Sarah Bellos is the founder of Stony Creek Colors, and she says indigo won't make the farmers as much money as tobacco, but it's so much easier.
We're not trying to compete on a per-acre price basis with tobacco. We are trying to make the margins for the farmer good for growing indigo.
Her company is still trying to prove to investors that the business model works. Because for the last century, almost all indigo dye has been made synthetically, no farming involved. Bellos wants to bring it back. She's convinced that makers and consumers of high-end jeans will pay more for natural indigo. And so far, it's working. A denim manufacturer in North Carolina bought all of Stony Creek's indigo crop this year. It's still a small operation, only 10 farmers. But David Fulton says more people he knows are already interested.
I bet I've had 50 farmers call, where did you get that indigo? Who do I see? Who do I talk to? It's been very interesting. There's no doubt about that.
Fulton says indigo is promising, and not just for his farm. Stony Creek is also processing the dye from the crop in a renovated building down the road. It's bringing new jobs to the community. And what's fitting? That new indigo factory used to process tobacco. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.